This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Shelling by Russian forces hit several areas in eastern and southern Ukraine, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The Institute for the Study of War, a think tank that closely monitors developments in Ukraine, says Russian forces were digging in further east of the city of Kherson, from which they were recently expelled by Ukrainian forces. The attacks happened as utility crews continued to scramble to restore power, water, and heating after widespread strikes in recent weeks. And with persistent snowfall, including in the capital of Kyiv, analysts are predicting that wintry weather with frozen terrain and grueling fighting conditions could have an increasing impact on the direction of the conflict. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Eyewitnesses and aid workers say that allies of Ethiopia's federal military are looting property and carrying out mass detentions in Tigray. The accounts raise fresh concern about alleged atrocity after the warring parties signed a truce more than 3 weeks ago. Search teams in Italy have pulled the body of a young girl from her family home as they dig through mud for a second day in the search for people still missing after an enormous landslide on an Italian resort island near Naples. The prefect confirmed the death toll in the tragedy had risen to two, following also the recovery of the body of a 31-year-old woman from the island on Saturday. A further 10 people remain missing and feared buried under mud and debris. Meanwhile, a city in Thailand laid out plates of fruits, desserts, and vegetables on Sunday for thousands of monkeys as a token of appreciation for attracting foreign tourists to the city after a pandemic-induced lull. Workers and tourists dishing out 2 tons of fruits and vegetables. I'm Joe Ramsey.